Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah. Allah. Rahman. Rahim. Begin all things with one of the illustrious names of the All, the Yielder, the Most Merciful, El Rahim, the Most Merciful, El Rahim, the Most Merciful. Welcome to the Prince of News Show, the rebirth. Good to be forward on the scene. I was going to say back on the scene, but good to be forward on the scene. We're going to get right into it. You know how we do. When we got 45 minutes, it's a small thing I want to do. Try to do it for y'all. So today, like I said, we're going to get into stuff from the top. We're going to start with the Most High and the things that they are doing to trick you or to deceive you out of knowing who the Most High really is. Christian, you say that Jesus' job is to save you and take you to the Father, and you've been Christians for years and years, and you ain't been to the Father, then somebody is deceiving you or misleading you. You can believe that or not. Just prove me wrong, is what I'm saying. Prove me that what I'm saying is wrong. Or prove that what you're saying is right, if you can. So one of the ways and one of the tricks that they use is through the language. They knew if they changed the language, it would change the name. And if you knew the name, like in this day and time, if you knew the name, you could research that name and come up with all kind of information. But we don't know the name. We still using God, you know, or Jehovah, Allah, or El Elo, or Elyon, or Yahuwah, right? Or Adonai. Or Jesus, or Obatzalah, or Ra, you know. In order to find out the original, you have to deal with the language. You have to deal with the oldest language known to man on this planet. The oldest language known to man on this planet will probably belong to the oldest people, which probably have the oldest God, which means everybody else has a copy and is not the original, like the Allah, Jehovah, and all that. So let's deal with it in language. When you deal with the Most High, you got to deal with it in language. So you got to go to the oldest language. Now, the oldest language on the planet, and you can look this up, Google it right now. I'll give you a second to look it up. It's called cuneiform, Q-U-I-N-F-O-R-M. Google that and look that up. Tell me if I'm wrong about the oldest written language. It's called cuneiform. Now, cuneiform is a wedge-type writing, almost like hieroglyphic. Matter of fact, there's the sister language that hieroglyphic is. But let's not go there yet. So you look it up, you'll find cuneiform, and you'll see it's a wedge writing. I'm going to tie this language right into the Bible as we go along. So we're dealing with cuneiform. This is not a white or black thing. This is just historical facts. Now, they found more than 2 million cuneiform tablets with this language on it and these stories, and they found them in clay tablets. Just like hieroglyphics, they wedge right. Egypt used stone, and we use clay tablets, right? And they wedge right, and they wrote down their whole, I mean, it's more than 2 million clay tablets out there, and they wrote down their whole history. And this is not a religion. This is their history. Well, it is a religion if you understand what the word religion means. The word religion means to relink yourself back to your original origin. That's religion, to relink yourself back to the original origin. So if you're relinking yourself back to your original origins, you wouldn't stop at Islam, because Islam came after Christianity, even though it used the older language, which is Arabic, right? It still came after Christianity. Remember, Muhammad came after Jesus, and Muhammad is the one who introduced them to the Quran. So the Quran is way younger than the Bible. So y'all are right. A lot of Christians are right about that with the Muslims, that Allah stuff is new. That's fairly new. That came after Jesus. I will go into that, but this ain't the show for that. Then before that, you had, as far as language religion, you had, which would be Christianity. Now, Christianity came out. Christianity is a mixture. That's why some of it is written in Greek. Some of it is written in Hebrew, right? Latin. Because Christianity came from after Jesus. You have Paul and the Council of Nicaea. Now remember, Paul was a Roman and Jew, right? So they took that Paul's teaching and they mixed it in to please people. So people could accept this religion. So they changed things. Excuse me, bless you. Oh, man. I'm sorry, y'all. So they changed things to make it fit the people. That's why it's called the Roman Catholic Church. And they used, later on, they started using Hebrew. No, I'm sorry, they started using Latin and Greek, taking it from the Hebrew, which the Jews used. Now, when you get back into the Hebrew, now you're talking about the Jews. Now you're talking about Jesus. Remember, Jesus came as a Jew. David and all them were Jews. It was Hebrews, right? Abraham became a Hebrew. This is where all this comes from. So now you're talking the Hebrew language, which is another dialect from an older language from Babylonian or Akkadian or Persian, which ties right back to cuneiform. And the cuneiform language, you can look these books up. You had the Enuma Elish, the Atrahasis, the Tales of Gilgamesh, the Epic of Gilgamesh, and you had the Story of Tammuz, and so on and so on. So now you're talking, you go back to the original, like I said, cuneiform, look it up. I hope we established that so far. So the original language is cuneiform. All other language, Arabic, Syriac, Hebrew, which was a language, which was a dialect and made into a language that was collected from a person wandering around, picking up different languages, and then made one language out of all those languages, or not out of all of them, but out of certain one of those languages that he picked up when he was traveling. And remember, a Hebrew is just a person who crossed from one place to another. That's a Hebrew. That's why Abraham was considered a Hebrew. And we get to that, too, in a second. So the clay tablets or the cuneiform tablets, so were 2 million, right? And they were found in Sumeria or Mesopotamia, over there where Abraham used to live at, Chaldea, UR, Iraq, Kuwaiti area. That's all that Mesopotamia area over there. And they had a people over there, and they was called the Sumerians. Now, this was way, we talking about the oldest language, talking about the oldest culture. This was way back before the Rome, Greeks, Jews, Assyrians, Babylonians. This was back in those days, way back. Way back. This ain't even recorded in your book, because I'm telling you, your book comes from this material. Your Quran, your Bible, your Torah, all of that stuff comes from this. And Satan knew that you wouldn't understand the language, just like the elders knew when they came down and confused Nimrod in them language. I got 45 minutes. I need to slow down. But I'm trying to put everything into this little bit of time we have. So when the gods came down, when Nimrod built the tower, and they said, let us go down and separate their language so they would be confused. Even the angels, the agreeable angels, use this method. So Satan is still using this method. Separate the language so we'd be confused. And that'll cause chaos. That causes chaos amongst the people. So, I'm sorry, I got a phone call. Man, I cannot take phone calls when I'm doing the show. So anyway, that causes chaos, the language. So if you go back to the oldest language, right, we can all agree that you'll get the oldest story, right, the oldest history. And they recorded everything. And don't say these were savages, people who didn't know. All you got to do is look it up. Look up the Sumerian, right? And they recorded everything, the movement of the stars, geometry, science, everything, numerology, and they had a history of where they came from, and they had a history of what was going on in the Sumerian tablets. And you can look those up, the Sumerian tablets. Like I said, it's in the Iraqi, Kuwaiti area and Mesopotamia, and they used to call that the land of the black-headed people. Now, these are clay tablets that's, man, thousands and thousands of years old, talking about a history of some people in a certain area. And I'm not being prejudiced. This is just what it says. And this ain't coming from a white man. You can look up the cuneiform tablets for yourself. Everybody, all the scientists and stuff has been studying them and stuff. So it ain't no white perspective. This is just what it says. This is truth. So they call it the land of the black-headed people or the land of the civilized kings. And like I said, it's in the Mesopotamia area, okay? And in their way of life, they called their Most High, they was calling the Most High, Anu, A-N-U. I cannot make this shit up. So go check it out. Their Most High was called Anu. And they have the same stories that we have, but just in a more in-depth perspective, you know? And it tells, like I said, it's over 2 million. So they recorded everything and kept history of everything, just like the Egyptians did, which is their twin, which is their family. We'll get into that another time. So we're dealing with Anu, right? Now, How can you prove this? Or how can you tie this in the Quran or in the Bible or in the Torah? Well, we can. Let's go back to Abraham, right? So we established that the oldest language is cuneiform and that they call their Most High Anu. And it's 9:15, so we established that in 15 minutes. Something we established, you couldn't even establish your whole life with your church and your preachers and your minds and your Qurans and all that. We established the oldest language. You can go look it up. And they called him Anu. Now, let's deal with Melchizedek and Abraham, because Abraham is the father of all civilization. Abraham is the father of the nation of Islam. The children of Israel. That's Abraham, right? That's the father of the children of Israel. Abraham is the one that was blessed, right? So if we go to Melchizedek, when Melchizedek met Abraham, remember, before Abraham crossed over, he lived in Chaldea in Ur, right? He lived in that Mesopotamia area that we're talking about. Now, look in your Qurans. I'm not sure what surah is in the Quran, but I know you can go to the Bible, and you can go in Genesis, and you can go in 14. You might have to go back to 13, and it'll tell you that Abraham lived in Ur over in Chaldea area, right? So when Abraham met Melchizedek after the Battle of the Kings, right? Genesis chapter 14, 18, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, it was a battle of the kings, and when they came back, they met another king by the name of Melchizedek, and he is the king of Salem. Now, this is very important. He was the king of Salem, which is nothing more than the king of peace, which is nothing more than the Jerusalem, the city of peace. And Melchizedek was the king of that city, the city of Salem. Look this up, Genesis 14, 18. And he brought forth wine, and he was, 14, 18. And Melchizedek brought forth wine. Let's back up. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, right? King of Salem brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. Genesis 14, 18, not sure what verse that is in the surah, in the Quran, but it's in one of the surahs. If you know your Quran, you can go right to it. It's when Melchizedek met Abraham. I'm sure you can find that. I don't know where it's at in the Torah, but that story is in there too. Everybody acknowledges Melchizedek, and everybody acknowledges Abraham, so that's good. Now, they was in the Ur, Chaldea, and Mesopotamia area where these clay tablets was found. What language was they speaking? If Abraham was from that area, what language was they speaking? Don't say Hebrew, because he didn't cross over yet, right? And he didn't pick up the Hebrew language yet. And Hebrew means to cross over when he crossed from the Tigris-Euphrates River, right? That's when he started picking up those dialects, which turned into Hebrew. So don't say they spoke Hebrew, even though in the Torah it says Elyon, Elyon, El, that's Hebrew. And the Bible says the Most High God, that's Greek, right? The Most High Theos, that's Greek. So what language was Melchizedek and Abraham speaking? They were speaking cuneiform. They were speaking Sumerian. They were speaking cuneiform. That was the language over there, remember? We just proved that with the tablets. And over in there, they didn't use El. They didn't use Jehovah. None of that stuff. They used Anu. So Melchizedek merely told Abraham to get back to the worship, or you're being blessed by the Most High Anu. That's the language they would have been speaking. That's the name he would have been speaking. Right? Genesis 14:18. Look it up. Look it up. And then put in original language. Look it up. And you'll see. They were speaking cuneiform. Look that cuneiform up. You'll see Anu. So he told Abraham to get back to the worship of Anu. Back to cuneiform. This was before Jesus and all that. Remember, we're dealing with Abraham. And Abraham goes way back, right? Abraham back in Genesis. So we're dealing with Abraham. So he would have told him, get back to the worship of Anu. If we're dealing with language and we're dealing with truth, right? 14:18. He was the king of Salem, the king of peace, the city of peace, and brought forth bread and wine. So they would have been using Anu. So, all right, we didn't establish that the original name of God, the one that Abraham turned to, that one that Melchizedek works for, name is Anu. Now, why is that important? Because nowadays, you can go on and type up Anu, and he done left pictures and shit of what he looked like. Right? Remember he said he made you in his likeness and in his image? So establishing that name, which they hid from you for all this time, and used a Latin and Greek word, God, which is domos and dios, which is beauty, wisdom, and strength, or some shit they came up with, right? But if you go back to the original, you'll be calling on the name of Anu. And that's true. That ain't nothing. I couldn't make that shit up. They got over 2 million clay tablets full of this truth, full of this Anu, full of this, you know, A-N-U. I'm not making this shit up. Look this shit up, and you'll see. So we established that, and that's what I established a long time ago, with the help of Melchizedek, you know, with the help of Melchizedek. And you can even go to Jesus. You go to John, chapter 8, verse 23. Jesus will tell him, you are from beneath. I am from above. Now, if you look up that word above in the Greek, it would say Anu. Because Anu meant the sky or above or on high. He was the sky God. Now, you don't freak. You just say, uh-oh, it's a whole bunch of gods. Well, it is, because in John 10:34 says, John 10:34, is it not written in your law that I said ye are gods? That's why God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So right there, you'll know that there's more than one, but don't get it twisted. There's only one Most High God. Now, prove that, Prince. Because even the Quran, and don't say it like that in the Quran, because it's like that in the Quran, the Bible, all of them will tell you that God is called the Most High. He's the Most High, right? Well, if he's the most high God, that means in order to be the most high God, that means you have to compare yourself to other gods. So if Allah, right, as the Muslims say, is the most high God, then Allah had to compare himself to other gods. Because you can't be the most high of something unless you're measuring or comparing yourself to something else that's high. Just right there will tell you that there was other gods, because it said he's the most high God. Out of all the gods, Allah is the most high God, or Jehovah is the most high God, or Yahweh is the most high God. You get what I'm saying? So for them to even call themselves the most high God means they're comparing themselves to other gods. Other proof is, let us make man in our image, right? These were gods taking command from one high God. It's like in Revelation. It said God has 24 thrones around his throne, and they all have on golden crown or crowns of kings, right? And they toss their crown down, and they all kings. These are all Elohim, which you would call gods. See how they confuse you with that God, that word right there? Even that word will throw you off. Because what they're saying is, if you take away the God stuff, you'll be dealing with kings. That's why the Most High have a kingdom. Allah has a kingdom. God has a kingdom. I bring my kingdom to earth. So he lives in a kingdom, right, which y'all call heaven, which is a physical place, which we'll deal with in another time, because I think we're running out of time, 9:27. We got about 18 minutes left, 17 minutes left. So anyway, so we're dealing with a kingdom and a king. So around the throne, around the king are 24 other kings. Remember, Melchizedek met the king. All the kings was coming in from doing battle, right? And Melchizedek was king of Salem. He was the king of peace. So we're dealing with kings. It's like God has a kingdom. Allah has a kingdom. Jehovah has a kingdom. Jehovah's kingdom will come. I love it, man. I love the truth. It has set you free from all this chaos, all this, you know, confusion. You know, just ask the Most High King, right? Ask the Most High King to help you out of this confusion and this chaos. You know, so. Okay, we got, they just informed me, we got 20 seconds before we go into our little short 15 minutes of Malakut, the realm between. In other words, you got, if you listen to it, live on the air, you got 20 seconds to call in live. The guest number is 347-857-4439. Thank you, Blog Talk. That's 347-857-4439. You got to call in live. Or you can go to, you can listen to the rest of the show and then go to Blog Talk Radio. Just click on the Prince of News show and you can listen to the show in its entirety. But in order to listen to the show, the rest of the show, when we go into Malakut, you're going to have to call in live. We don't take those type of frequencies in Malakut. But I just plan. That's just part of their policy, man. I don't know what the fuck. But, yeah, you're going to have to call in live if you listen to it. If not, thank you for tuning in on the blog talk internet part of it. We're going to go live on the phones. Like I said, the number is 347-857-4439. You got 10 seconds to call in, or we are taking the Fizikov without you, man. Malakut, here we come. Give me 30 seconds. Be right back. Bam, and we back. All right, so I hope we established that. The cuneiform tablets, go look that up. Genesis 14:18, find out which language they was talking. All you got to do is find out the language and they were speaking at that particular time where Abraham came from. Remember, Abraham and his family, they was raised up over in the Chaldean Uria area. So they was raised up over there, so they was already speaking that language. They was already worshiping. Remember, he had to fall down and bow before the Hittites before he bought a tomb for his wife. This is all in that story. Go read that whole story and get the background. Listen to the background. Listen to what's going on at that particular time, and then see what language they were speaking. And then you would know when Abraham met Melchizedek, he didn't cross over yet. They were still speaking that language, which is cuneiform. So that'll bring Anu into the picture. And once that brings Anu in the picture, that opened up a whole scenario. Because like I said, we got information on what really took place in clay tablets that was preserved and buried over in that area and was dug up. And now they're finding out what they were saying. So now they know the whole time that all your religions, all your three monotheistic religions, which would be Islamic, Judaism, or Christianity, came from these tablets. You know, if you go to your Bible and open up the story of Matthew or whatever and let them explain who Matthew was, all of them will basically tell you we got these from the records of old. Say we got these from the prophets of old, right? So that means they didn't get it from themselves. They didn't know the actual story. They got it from somewhere else. If you really go back and read that in the beginning, when you next time you read Paul, Matthew, or one of them, Acts, or all that stuff, read where it comes from. Remember, Paul was writing letters to his son. So how we you gonna say that's divinely inspired? You gonna put that in there? I told you it was a Roman Catholic conspiracy to please people, not give them the truth, but to please them so they would like Christianity, so Paul can take over and lead it. That ain't nothing but Satan. That ain't nothing but the devil. The devil's gonna come and deceive the whole world. Revelation. So, man. So we established that. Now I got to do the cabbage patch and know when the next show is coming for. I don't know. I'll figure it out today. It might be tomorrow, same time in the morning. If not, I'll post it up kind of early. But just go establish that first. You know? Just establish that. Because there are some people out there. I know a lot of y'all don't really overstand 144,000, the whole concept and stuff behind that, why they're needed, what are they for. So, and we're not going to get into that now. I ain't got enough time to get into that. But there are some of y'all out there with this omnipotent potential out there. And it's our job as, they call them our leaders in the Quran, right? The ones who go around, what Jesus called them, the fishers of men, and try to find those certain individuals, you know, that has this power or has this potential in them that the Most High called for that is about to take us to the next level, which would be the new heaven and new earth. You know, as it states in Revelations and in the Quran, you know. So, and it's hard because, you know, most people don't even understand who they are. And that's why the great leaders like Elijah, Muhammad, will teach you to know thyself. Find out who you are, really. You know, really, really, really find out who you are. And that's self-observation. That means you got to stop analyzing other people and stop, you know, trying to figure out what's going on and try to figure out who you are. And then all that other stuff will come into play. You know, so that's what Elijah was trying to teach, to find out who you are. And he gave you a great head start with letting you know that you are God. It's like it says, you know, but everybody want to, oh, you ain't no God. that was a small g and all that. And back in that language, in the Greek Latin language, they didn't use big G, small g. One g was a g. So, and it says it. Jesus said it. Didn't I say in your law that ye are gods? You know? But y'all rather believe men. You rather believe hadith or what man's opinion is, and then that takes away or make you not want to even have faith in who you are. And that was the whole job of Lucifer, or the devil, who y'all call the devil, who I know as Halal, you know. These tablets clear everything up, you know. I know him as Halal. So the next show, we didn't establish who the Most High's name, which is Anu, which means above, on high, the heavenly one, the highest of all the elves, which is the highest of all the gods, the wisest amongst us. So that's Anu, and that's, you can go back and look that up. You know, go back and look that up. Study. Yeah. But we didn't establish that. I don't know. Yeah. We're supposed to deal with his son on the next one. Because remember, God and his son. So on the next one, we go from who Anu is, really. We didn't establish that, to who his son is, really. The true and faithful witness. Right? So we establish that on the next show. But we check the design. And we got like 8 minutes remaining. Try to do these shows. I really enjoy this. You know, I prepare for it and everything. I really enjoy this. So we're going to try to keep these shows on and pop. And Prince of New Show, The Rebirth. You know, we'll take it one step at a time. You got to do your research. And then come with your books, come with your Quran, come with your Bibles, your Torah, come with your knowledge, you know, just help us go through it. And I'm not saying I know everything, you know, because I don't. Only a fool knows everything. And I'm not a fool. So, but it is some things that we can share with each other, you know. That's all I'm saying. Some things that we can share with each other. So, to have your opinions and stuff next time. If you got any questions or anything, I think we have like 5 minutes left. If you can push one now, I'm going to go check with my online correspondent and see. Did I blow that? I think I blew that. And see if anybody online. I hope y'all can hear me good. I hope it was clear. I'm going to check it today. You know, see what's good with it. But you can go to the Prince of News Show, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk. And listen to the show and download if you need to. Please believe you. So I hope that helped. I really hope that helped. I really hope we established that. You know, let me run through it one more time so you know it. The oldest language is cuneiform. You know what they say, cuneiform and hieroglyphics, which is what the Egyptians used. But I told you, that's the same family. It's just like one was on this side and then went on that side. But it's the same family, it's the same type witchcraft. But they will always put Sumerian first. They will always put the cuneiform first, though, and then the Egyptian. Then they say, you know, we can't, you know, really establish one first. But we know this one branched up like this. And we don't know if this one's coming up with this one at the same time. But they'll let you know. That's the truth. Just look it up. So if the cuneiform is over 2 million, 2 million fell on clay tablets. And remember when Moses went up on the mountain to get the law, the Most High had them on tablets. You notice that? You notice that in your Bible? Let's go back to the Moses story, one and one of them. God gave him the two tablets. Moses came down with them two stones, them two clay stones. Remember them two clay stones that he had? And he dropped them and he broke them. See, so it's all tied in. And once you know, you can figure it out. Now, see, you know that came from the Most High because he put it on stones. He gave it to Moses. This ain't no I was inspired by Paul stuff. You know, this ain't no I was, you know, I was inspired. You know, I wrote it down 600 years later and all that kind of stuff. No. The Most High wrote this and gave it to Moses personally, so you know that came from the Most High. So, and it was clay tablet. So, see, it's all, you know, the truth will prevail, you know. So that's in the, we used the clay tablets that was in the Sumerian area, the Iraqi Kuwait area, the land of the black-headed people. I'm not being racist, this is what the stuff says. It also says the land of the civilized kings. This was Mesopotamia. And they used Anu, the Most High. We got 3 minutes left. Don't forget, if you want to call in live, 347-857-4439, or log on to the Blog Talk, the Prince of News show on Blog Talk Radio.com. I really enjoyed this shot. I think I established a lot. Y'all should get a lot from that. For those of y'all who not scared. Because fear is a mug, man. Fear is one of the most powerful, powerfulest forces on the planet. But if you overstand fear and you get in front of it and you make it push you from the high, it can really help you. No difference between the coward and the hero, man. They both are scared. It's what the coward does that makes him a coward. And it's what the hero doesn't do. I'm sorry. It's what the coward does that makes him a hero, and it's what, ah, damn, I fucked it up again. Man, I love y'all, man. Y'all have a good day right here on the Prince of News show. Let me try one more time. No difference between a coward and a hero. They both are scared, but it's what the hero does that makes him a hero, and it's what the coward doesn't do that keeps him a coward. Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. Y'all have a wonderful day in this dream. Peace, y'all. Thanks for tuning into the Prince of News show. Gotta go. We out.